There's been a lot of talk lately about the death of the V8 Land Cruiser Ute. Toyota introduced the 2.8-litre four-cylinder motor into the iconic Ute late last year. Now, I'm a big fan of the old V8 diesel engine, but unfortunately, I believe we will never see it again. That's not as bad as you might expect, because the new motor is as good or better than the old V8 in 99% of situations. It now has an automatic transmission along with additional driving aids that only improve the functionality. I drove the GEXL Ute, which comes with power windows, USB connectivity for smartphones, fabric seats, and the benefit of rear seats. Unfortunately, it still comes with the ridiculous manual exterior mirrors and no reverse camera. However, it is still the premier work ute. Being built like a tank, it has a payload of around 1,300 kilograms with a 3.5-ton towing capacity. It is almost unstoppable off-road. The one big downside is the price. The LC79 GXL dual cab ute is priced from $83,500 plus the usual costs. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution, and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R PHEV, and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra, and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.